Archers for the week, 26 to 31 March, 2000.
Isn't it wonderful? I still can't quite believe it. My daughter getting married.
It was certainly a surprise.
Oh, such a lovely surprise. Came quite out of the blue. She only told me yesterday, and I wanted to ring you at once.
No, she wanted to tell me and Jack herself. She called in first thing this morning.
Well, she's so thrilled about it. And so am I. Debbie and Simon engaged.
And I gather they want to get married quite soon.
Well, as soon as possible. You can't really blame them. They've known each other a long time. Oh, it is so romantic. I'm so pleased for both of them, aren't you, Mum?
Debbie seems very happy, so I'm very pleased for her, of course.
Yes, she's over the moon, you can tell.
Have you spoken to Simon?
Well, no, not yet. I was hoping they'd both come for lunch, and I got this huge joint out of the freezer.
So Simon didn't come round yesterday?
No. I think Debbie wanted to tell us first.
Yes, I see.
And they're both too busy to come today. Why don't you stay, Mum? Done masses of potatoes. Oh,
no, thank you. I've got our own lunch in the oven at home.
Oh, well, Brian and I can eat this up over the week.
It's all very exciting for you, isn't it?
Yes. If the wedding's going to be soon, we'll have to start making plans.
Debbie said they want a civil wedding in a registry office.
Yes, I was a bit disappointed about that. But if that's what they really want, it's... Well, it's their wedding after all.
She said she didn't want a fuss. Just close family and a few friends.
Well, they've only just got engaged, and I'm sure they haven't thought about a guest list yet. Miss Brian.
Well, I tried the bolt one last time, Jenny, and that's it. Never again.
Hello, darling.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Peggy. You here for lunch?
No, just for a chat. What's wrong with the ball all of a sudden?
Oh, it's this Grundy business. They're all behaving as if I was the villain of the piece.
Really?
Never mind.
I talk about the cold shoulder. Mike Tucker actually turned his back on me, can you believe?
That was a bit rude
of him.
I think I'd grown a pair of horns or something. They're all convinced I deliberately plotted to make the Grundys homeless. And I wouldn't care if I had done it, but it wasn't me at all. It was Matt Crawford.
Oh, well.
Now they're all signing this wretched petition of David's.
Oh, yes, I heard he'd started one.
My own family, for God's sake. Have I got any friends left at all?
Let's not worry about that now, Brian. Mum's come to talk about the wedding.
Oh, that.
So what do you think about it, Brian?
Me? Well...
Well, he has a few worries, of course.
A few?
So you don't approve?
Well, don't expect me to congratulate them, if that's what you mean.
Yes, I see.
Brian, you could at least try to be pleased, for Debbie's sake.
Look, I'm sorry, darling, but I'm not going to lie. Not to you or Debbie or anybody. I'm not pleased at all. Quite the opposite. I think Debbie's making a dreadful mistake.
But now they're getting married, surely you'll give him a chance.
But you know why he's in such a hurry, don't you? He'll be one step closer to getting his hands on a share of the farm.
Oh, please don't start that again.
And Jenny, quite apart from that, we're talking about a man who's been accused of molesting one of his students.
But that wasn't true. The girl made it all up.
Yeah, he managed to wriggle off the hook somehow.
So you don't believe he was innocent?
But there must be something to it. These accusations don't get made for nothing.
Please, Brian.
It is a worry.
And then he goes and proposes to my daughter. I mean, is that really the sort of man you want as a son-in-law?
You're not being fair to him. He's not like that at all.
Oh, isn't he?
Debbie obviously believes in him, Brian.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't. I think she's making a terrible mistake.
Nigel, what is that?
Ah, say hello to Algy.
Who?
Elizabeth, Algy Elizabeth.
It's a crocodile.
No, he's not a crocodile. He's an alligator. There's a big difference, you know.
Oh.
Thought you were still feeding Lily. I wanted to surprise you.
No, I was expecting you to be paddling around in the lake with a plastic alligator.
He's very realistic, isn't he?
Well, small.
The biggest I could get. He's for the Oddity Trail, you know, alligator in the lake. I think people should spot him, don't you?
I'm sure they will.
So, all quiet in the nursery?
Mm-hmm. Julia's keeping an ear out.
Excellent. You can help me think up a clue for Algy.
Oh, alligator.
Yeah, difficult, isn't it?
Oh, you do it. I've got other things on my mind.
Don't tell me this row with your parents.
Well, they're coming soon to talk about it.
Oh, yes.
Not my idea. Waste of a nice afternoon.
Really feels like spring, doesn't it? Especially after all that wind. And we've got all those light evenings to look forward to.
And only a few weeks till we open.
A few days, you mean?
I mean the shop and restaurant.
Yeah. Well, at least we've got our builder. And Lewis is sounding very confident.
I hope...
Hope what? Don't you think they'll do it in time?
Oh, they'll just have to, won't they?
So long as we give Lewis a free hand and don't interfere, that's the deal.
Right.
In fact, I'll get Titcomb to find a rock for Algy to sit on. It'll leave me free to stay in the office and make important decisions.
Yes.
I know. If you don't see him first, he'll see you later.
Oh.
See you later, alligator.
Yes, yes, I guess it.
Hello? Enjoying the sunshine?
Oh. Afternoon.
Hello.
Oh, well, there goes our few minutes' peace.
Oh, look at your daffodils. Aren't they gorgeous?
Yes, and what else can you see?
What?
That thing in the lake, you mean?
Not a thing. It's algae.
Oh, right. I shan't ask what he's doing there.
Our oddity trail. You have to spot things that shouldn't be there.
Oh, he's certainly odd, I suppose.
Well, Elizabeth.
Right. You want to talk? Let's go in and start talking, shall we?
Jack's inside, having a snooze in his armchair.
Oh, right.
I thought I wouldn't disturb him out here. I'm just dealing with these hyacinths and repotting a couple of plants.
Mum, I wanted to apologise for Brian's behaviour this morning.
Oh, don't worry, dear.
Why is he so obstinate and short-sighted where Simon's concerned? What's Simon ever done to him?
Brian's never liked him from the start. And with all this trouble at the university...
Well, Debbie's talked to me about that, and she's convinced Simon wasn't to blame.
Any more news about the date?
Well, I knew they wanted it to be soon, and now she's talking about perhaps... Oh,
there goes my trowel.
Oops. There we are.
Oh, thanks. Sorry, you were saying?
Now she's talking about Easter.
Good gracious. Soon as that?
Yes, if they can arrange it. The Easter vacation, when Simon's off work.
Yes, I see.
If they can book the register office.
Ah, you are going to be busy, aren't you?
Yeah, only a few weeks away. Doesn't give us much time, does it? We ought to get the invitations out this week if we can.
So, who's going to be invited?
Well, you know they want to keep it simple.
Well, they must have some ideas.
Well, yes. You and Jack, of course.
Well, she's told us that already. Who else?
Me, Brian, Alice.
Yes?
Oh, I think Simon's got a couple of friends at the university.
Is that all?
Well, for the time being, yes.
But what about Phil and Jill and Pat and Tony and the rest of the family?
No, she only wants us, her immediate family.
Oh. When she said small, I didn't realise she meant it quite so literally.
I can see her point of view. If we asked them, we'd end up asking half the village too. And it'll still be fun, won't it? Nice and cosy with just a few of us.
Well, as you say, it's up to Debbie and Simon.
Right. I know it's selfish of me, but my first daughter getting married. I'd have loved a proper church wedding with all the family here and a big marquee on the lawn and caterers and some nice music.
At least you won't have the fuss and worry of a huge reception. And it'll be cheaper, too.
Oh, I'm not worried about the money.
I know you're disappointed. But we can enjoy a small wedding just as much as a big one.
Yes. Yes, of course we will. And she'll need my help with the dress and the catering.
There'll be plenty for you to do, I'm sure.
And whatever you say, I'll just have to speak to Brian and try and talk him round.
Do you think that's a good idea?
Whatever he thinks of Simon, I'm not going to let him spoil the wedding.
Right. Well, your mother and I have talked this over very carefully once again, and we've both come to the same conclusion.
Mm. All right. Come on, let's hear it.
It's just a matter of simple economics.
But that's the whole point. It's far more than that. Can't you see?
If you let your father finish...
Oh, you say you want a share of the farm.
An interest.
Well, call it what you like. But presumably we're talking about a substantial share.
Only what's fair.
We are trying to understand your point of view.
Yes, all right.
You know, we don't have huge amounts of money sitting in bank accounts. Most of our assets are tied up in the farm.
Look, I'm not just trying to grab as much as I can and leave you to pick up the pieces. I don't want to threaten David and Ruth's livelihood.
So what do you want?
Well, why can't I be some kind of a sleeping partner?
What exactly do you mean by that?
Nothing sinister, Dad. I wouldn't try and meddle or interfere with the business. I'd just be due some share of the profits at some point when business picks up. Well...
What do you think of that, Phil?
Well, quite frankly, Elizabeth, I think you're being very selfish.
Why?
Here you are in this lovely house, surrounded by acres of your own land. This must all be worth twice as much as Brookfield.
That's not the point,
oh,
Dad.
Yes, it is. I mean, for goodness sake, how much more do you want?
No, Phil.
Dad, that's not only unfair, it's not even true.
Isn't it?
No. I don't want anything for myself. It's for my children. Freddie and Lily, your grandchildren. Surely they've as much right to a share in Brookfield as Pip and Josh. If Nigel and I went bust, they'd be left with nothing.
Go bust? Oh, surely.
It could happen. We're just running a business like anyone else. We're taking the same risks, and we don't have huge amounts of money stashed away either.
No, but you do have a certain security.
No more than David and Ruth. Can't you see how unfair you're being? How completely and utterly biased.
Elizabeth, dear, we're trying.
No, you may be. What about Dad?
No, we both feel the same. You can't ask for the impossible.
But I'm not.
Yes, you are. I've been trying to explain.
Elizabeth.
You tell him, Mum.
Elizabeth, by the time David and Ruth have paid for our new house, they'll find it hard enough to pay back their borrowings. I can't see how they could give you a share of the profits, too.
There you are. Impossible. You might as well forget the whole idea.
No. Why should I?
Fine. So you tell us. Where's the money coming from?
He does have a point.
All right. I'll talk to my accountant.
What accountant?
Yes. Why not?
Is that really necessary? I mean, can't we sort this out between ourselves?
We're not getting very far, are we?
Oh, well, if that's your attitude...
Dad, all I want is a share of the farm for my children. What's so unreasonable about that?
Rubbish I found. Empty takeaway containers, cider bottles, magazines, you name it.
So I see. Any idea who's responsible?
Oh, I can guess. A lot of bored teenagers on a Saturday night.
Yes, you're probably right. Why they should choose the churchyard.
Nowhere else, I suppose. I've seen them hanging around.
Not spoilt for choice, are they?
No, the bus shelter does have its limitations.
Well, if you're all right, I must be off. I'm meeting Bert and Frieda at Woodbine.
Oh, right.
See what they think of the place now it's finished. They're not very hopeful.
Oh, Mum, we heard back from social services this morning.
Oh, about the adoption?
Yes, just to say they've had our letter. And we've got an appointment with a social worker next Wednesday.
Right. That's a start anyway.
Yes. Still a long way to go, but... Oh, hello, Charlie. Where did you come from?
Hey, Charlie, come here.
Joe. He's walking them while Marjorie's away.
Oh, all right. Down, down.
Come here. Come on. Ah, that's it.
Morning.
You see that? She always does what I says.
You're getting her well trained.
No. You keep your nose out of that.
Oh, whose is it?
Oh, she can smell the empty takeaway container, can't you, girl?
Rubbish.
Some youngsters left a mess in the churchyard on Saturday night.
Oh, kids, eh? Got no respect nowadays.
Does seem to be getting out of hand. You heard about Brian's car?
Yes, I did.
So, that was kids, was it?
Well, nobody saw them. But I can't imagine who else would do a thing like that, can you?
No, no.
Anyway, I'd better go and find Bert and Frieda. Bye.
Bye, Mum. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye.
Come on then, Charlie. You'll have to go back on your lead. No, it's no good you looking at me like that.
So, how are you getting on with the walking?
Oh, we're getting along fine. Feed and walk them twice a day. Once in the morning, once after tea.
Good.
Yeah, he likes dogs. Good company. Better than some humans I could think of.
I know what you mean.
I can tell them all my troubles and they don't complain. All they want is a pat on the head and a tickle on the belly.
And a good meal twice a day.
Oh, that no. More if they can get it. Especially old Charlie, eh?
Oh, always hungry, eh, Charlie?
Yeah, well, matter of fact, that's left me with a bit of a problem.
Oh?
She has these special chalky drops, see?
Oh. Mmm, chocolate.
Marjorie Antrobus left a whole bag of them. They're all used up.
Already?
Yeah. Well, maybe I've been spoiling her, but I can't say no, can I?
Can't you get her some more?
Well, I tried the pet shop in Borchester. It was sold out.
Oh, right.
She still gets her regular meals, but when she wants a treat, I ain't got nothing for her. She sits down and looks at me, wags her tail. Yeah, you see? Yeah, there she goes again.
Oh, poor Charlie. I know just how she feels.
Oh?
Yes. I've given up chocolate for Lent. It's very hard, isn't it, girl?
All right. Here it comes.
Well, there's a sight.
Oh, hello.
Sitting out in the yard bottle feeding.
Why not?
No reason. Hey, Pip's going to be jealous. That's her little orphan, isn't it? Yeah. The one you thought wouldn't survive.
She's proved us all wrong. There you are. Oh, I couldn't get down to office work, so I thought I might as well come out and do something useful. Where have you been?
I took Bert and Frieda down to see Woodbine Cottage.
Oh, yes. What do they think of it now it's all finished?
They weren't very keen to go down there at first. Bert was grumbling about how he'd never be the same again, no matter what the builders had done.
Yeah, I can hear him.
As soon as they walked in, Frieda made a beeline for the kitchen. Here we go, I thought. She'll throw up her arms in horror.
And did she?
No. Quite the opposite. She was impressed.
Oh, how impressed, exactly?
Very. She loved the new sink and the stove.
But she liked it?
Yes. And the central heating. Everything modern and convenient.
Well, I'm blessed. What about Bert?
He liked it too.
Cool.
I think it was the extractor fan in the bathroom that finally tipped it for him.
So both of them are happy?
Not just happy. They want to move straight back in.
Oh, wonders will never cease.
Thought it might cheer you up.
Yeah, so are they packing up now?
Not quite. But they want to move by the end of the week.
Well, that's fine by me. Before they change their mind.
Oh, I don't think they will.
Ah, so what do we do with the bungalow? Do you think David and Ruth will want to move back in?
I suppose if we're planning to move out of the house anyway, they'll probably want to stay where they are.
Yeah. The future doesn't seem quite so certain anymore.
Because of Elizabeth. Mm.
She obviously means business. And she's quite determined to get her rightful share.
Yes.
Or what she sees as her rightful share. All this talk of seeing her accountant. I never thought I'd hear her speak like that to us.
I do worry about it, Phil.
Well, she's only got herself to blame.
She's not well. Her heart. The last thing she needs is more worry and stress.
We can't just back down and give her what she wants.
I wish there was a simple answer.
Do you sit there while I drink my tea? Yeah, that's a good girl. Yeah.
Oh, well, oh, what's this? He's starting a jog zone.
Yeah, well, what's it to you?
Nothing, so long as I don't have to feed him.
Shouldn't want to leave him at Nightingale Farm. But they bring them home for a change.
Soft, that's what you...
Now, you see what you want. We won't listen, will we, eh, Charlie?
Yeah, look, if you're going to sit around, can I borrow your willies?
Willies? What do you want them for?
Mine's got a hole in, ain't they? All right round the farm, but no good for deep water.
Deep water? What deep water?
Shooter, what's he want here?
Oh, all right, girl, it's only me.
Afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
I always knew he was barking. It's just to prove it.
What?
Oh, he means the dog. I'm making the most of it when I can. Might not be able to keep dogs where we're going.
Well, surely it depends on the size of the place.
Maybe.
Yeah, of course it does.
Won't be much fun for them all the same. Not when they've had the run of the farm.
Fun? Won't be fun for any of us.
No, of course. I'm sorry. Everyone really feels for you, you know. A lot of people have already signed the petition.
Oh, yeah. The petition.
Full marks to David for getting it started.
Yeah, we appreciate it, but will it do any good? That's a question.
Well, it might help put pressure on Borchester Land.
You reckon?
Nobody likes bad publicity.
Oh, you know. Or water off a duck's back for the likes of Matt Crawford.
They've been waiting for an excuse to chuck us out. Knew they'd got it.
Look, Joe, I've got something for you.
For me?
Well, for Charlie. Here.
Oh, for chucky drugs.
I was in Felpisham, so I called in at that big pet shop. I hope they're the right ones.
Oh, yeah, that's them all right. How much do I owe you?
Oh, no, they're my treat, Joe.
Well, that's very decent of you.
Well, if I can't buy chocolate for myself, at least I can get it for Charlie.
Are you allergic or something?
No, I've given it up for Lent. It's been a real test of willpower, I can tell you.
Hey, Dad, better check that bag in case she's been at it.
Hey?
It's all right. I managed to resist temptation. They're not very appetising. Except for Charlie, of course.
Here, Charlie, look what I got.
And Joe, don't spoil her.
Yeah, she's fat enough already.
Ah, well, she can have one now. Here, sit, girl. Here's a nice chutney grub.
Oh, Joe, please, can't you wait till I've gone? I don't think I can stand it.
Yes, we're delighted she likes it.
Oh, you heard her, didn't you, Sid?
Yeah.
Frieda and Woodbine Cottage.
Oh, yes, full of praise.
And as for that corner unit with the shelves that swing out...
Well... Oh, she told you about that.
Oh, yes.
It's
okay, I'll get it.
Thanks. That'll be Jill to say your supper's ready.
Oh, not quite yet, I should think. But I'll have to go soon.
Ah, yes, before you go. Have you signed our petition?
Oh, is this
Save the Grundys. Yeah, of course, David's organised it, hasn't he? I expect you've signed it already.
Well, no.
No? Oh, well, here's the pen, if you want to do it.
Sid, it's Jolene.
What?
Jolene, she wants to speak to you.
To me, sure.
Yes. Well, come on then, answer it.
Yeah. Blimey. What does she want?
Hello?
Hello. You gorgeous, sexy man, you.
Jolene. What the heck are you ringing me here for?
Hey, relax. I thought you'd be missing me.
Yeah, but not here. Not on this phone.
Well, how else?
I'm busy, I'm working.
Just wanted to tell you how much I'm missing you. I've been lying awake at night, trying to imagine you there with me.
Yeah, but look, I can't talk now.
I've been lonely, Sid. I want to see you again. I want to feel your strong arms around me.
Jolene, no.
Sid, where are the bitter lemons?
Bottom shelf. No, they're not. Sorry, you'll have to go through to the ploughman's.
Okay.
Sid.
Look, I'll call you back later on.
Oh, don't hang up on me now.
I have to, I'm sorry.
Wait, just promise me one thing first.
What?
Promise me you'll come back to my place on Wednesday after the gym.
Well, I'm not too sure.
You'll be glad you did, honest. I'll make it really special for you. We got a whole week to catch up on, haven't we, hey? Sid?
Yeah, maybe.
No maybes. Promise.
Yeah. Yeah, I promise.
The last bit of lemon. Hope there's some in the cellar.
Well, if Frieda's told you she likes Woodbine Cottage, she obviously means
it. Oh, yes, she's definitely inverted.
And Bert, too, would have thought it.
Well, she says he's a bit down about the state of the garden.
Oh, he'll soon get that back into shape.
Right, and how are we doing?
Fine, but we'll have to get some more bitter lemons.
Oh, no problem.
So, what did she want, then?
Oh, Jolene, no, nothing at all. She was on about tomorrow's line dancing.
Is there a problem?
No. And now, Mr. Archer, can I get you another?
No, thanks. It's time I was off. Good night, all.
Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah, good night, Mr. Archer. Bye. Oh, Mr. Archer. Oh, well.
What's the matter?
Oh, no, it's nothing, really. He's forgotten to sign the petition.
Here, Snatch. Grab that coil of rope, will you? Snatch!
What's that?
Oh, thought you were someone else.
Snatch Foster, eh? So that's his van parked down the drive.
Why not? He's a mate, isn't he?
You're not mine. And what's all this? Ropes? Buckets?
Never you mind.
This time of night? Come on, what are you up to?
Business. Me and Snatch are gonna do...
All right. I don't want to know.
Okay. Tell Clary I'll be late back tonight.
How late? Eddie?
Late.
Eddie, just you be careful.
There's some fishy business at Grange Farm.
Oh, what's that, Eddie?
Shh, sorry, mate.
What time is it?
Watch it. I'll have to put the light on.
Mm? Oh, is it late? I've been asleep.
Sorry to wake you, look.
Eddie, it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I'm shattered. Right, where's my pyjamas?
Hey, your clothes, you're soaking wet.
Just a bit damp.
What happened to you?
I'll put my jeans in the wash tomorrow.
No, where have you been? Oh, what's that disgusting smell?
Don't worry about that, Neil. I'll tell you in the morning. Let's get some sleep, eh? I'm knackered.
Debbie?
Morning.
Turn that thing off.
Hey, no, don't go back to sleep. I've got you some tea.
Oh, yeah, great. Thanks.
Lovely spring morning.
Oh.
Sun's shining. I've been up for ages.
Huh.
about a kiss for your fiancé?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, budge up.
No lambing today. I thought you'd want to sleep in.
I can't waste time sleeping. Got things to do, people to see. I said I'd call in on Nigel and Elizabeth at lunchtime. Any chance of you joining me?
Well, I can't make any promises.
It would be nice if you could.
Oh, your feet. Like ice.
Sorry.
Cold feet, eh? Nothing to do with the wedding.
Oh, ha ha. Oh. No such luck. You're stuck with me now.
Oh, took me long enough to catch you. I'd hate to lose you now.
You think I'd leave you standing at the altar?
You dare.
Okay, look, how about this? I think we should phone the registry office this morning and book a date.
Great idea. I'm free Thursday.
I keep telling you, this is a popular time. We'll have to join the queue.
Okay, let's stick to our plan then. We'll go for the Easter vacation.
Well, we might get the week after Easter, if we're lucky.
So do you want to call them, or shall I?
No, I'll do it.
Okay.
I can sweet talk them.
Fine by me.
And as soon as we've got the date, we'll have to decide who we're going to ask. I mean, really decide.
Well, you're the one with all the relations.
No, I really do want to keep it small. We can't leave out Gran and Grandad, but look, no more than a dozen if we can help it.
Okay, so long as you're sure.
Oh, yes, much better that way. No complications. Except, well, I'm not sure what to do about Roger.
Oh, yeah, that's a tricky one.
I mean, you know, I can't really ask him, not with Mum and Dad and everything.
Sounds like the wedding from hell.
I don't suppose he'd want to come either. But I do want to tell him, he is my real dad.
That's no problem. Just write him a letter and tell him the good news. Say why you can't invite him.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the score, he'll understand.
You think so?
Sure. Like you said, chances are he'd sooner stay out of it anyway.
I'd like you to meet him sometime.
Okay. We'll ask him up here after the wedding. Or we could go down and visit him.
Okay. Sounds good to me. But you see why I want to keep it small. It's all so much simpler.
So, what about Brian?
I knew you'd say that.
Sorry, but it's going to be a problem. We'll have to deal with it somehow.
Oh, well, no point in trying. He's not going to change his attitude, is he? We'll just have to enjoy it all in spite of him.
Good morning, Nigel.
Hello, you're up bright and early. What have you got there?
Oh, I've brought something to show you.
Well, have a coffee first.
Oh, thank you. I suppose we'd better make the most of the orangery while we still can, if it's going to become a building site.
Temporarily. You'll be able to bring your coffee in here again as soon as it's finished.
Oh, yes, but by then it'll be a restaurant. It'll never be quite the same.
Not having second thoughts, are you?
Oh, no. Lewis thinks it's such a good idea, and I'm sure he's right. But you must allow me the odd regret.
Nigel? Oh, hi, Julia.
Morning.
Hello, did I hear you on the phone?
Yes, it was Wayne. Wayne Foley.
Ah.
Wayne who?
You know, the man on the radio.
Oh, him.
So why is he calling so early?
Well, he just finished his breakfast show. He was double-checking the time for Sunday.
Oh, right.
Sunday?
He's coming to open our treetop walk.
Oh.
Would you like a coffee?
Yes, please.
And I don't think I've ever heard of him.
Oh, come on, Mummy. Everyone's heard of Wayne.
He's going to do a live commentary from the walk. It'll be great publicity.
Oh, if you say so.
Lizzie.
Thanks. Did Lewis say what time he's coming?
Early as he can. He's got to liaise with a chap from Coopers and Pritchard.
Oh, Lewis is coming this morning?
Yes, with a man from the builders.
Oh, good. I wanted to see him.
This isn't a social call. They'll be going over the plans.
They're on a very tight schedule, remember? If we're going to be up and running by spring bank holiday...
All right. I shan't interfere.
I just hope the builders are going to manage it.
Oh, I'm sure Lewis will see to that. He's so capable and efficient. I trust him with anything.
Anyway, I'll get down to the office.
Oh, no, wait. Nigel, you haven't seen this.
All right, what is it?
I came across it yesterday. It's from the place where I bought those gorgeous candlesticks.
A catalogue?
I thought it might give us some ideas for the gift shop.
Uh-huh. It's all quite pricey.
Yes, but see this lovely bone china, hand-decorated. We could commission the set with a picture of the hall.
Commission?
Julia.
What about these table mats? We could have a special edition with the Padgett coat of arms.
No, Mummy, no special editions.
Oh, but why not, Nigel? It'd all be so nice and tasteful. And historical, too.
And way too expensive.
Oh. So, what are you going to sell?
Well, we're working out our stock list with Liam. We're going to have lots of nice things.
Key rings and bookmarks and all those ghastly little knickknacks.
No, not just that kind of stuff.
There'll be beeswax polish, hand creams, paperweights.
And maybe some of those tiny models of the house. And books on local history.
Just what I said, knickknacks. Does Liam have no taste at all?
Mummy, you're doing a splendid job with the gallery. Leave the shop to Liam.
Dad?
Dad? So, you're up at last, are you?
Oh, hello, Ruth. Thought you'd be at work by now.
No, I'm late. You know why.
Yeah, maybe I'll skip.
Eddie, come back here.
Oh, I just got to see baby
Spike. No, come here. I'm late because I come down and found this stinking mess all over the kitchen. And you know what it is, don't you?
Yeah,
Fish guts. Well, ain't you got nothing to say for yourself?
Well,
And shall I tell you what's in the freezer? Stuff full of dead trout. Are you going to tell me where they come from? Are you going to tell me what you was doing till 4 o'clock this morning?
I went fishing.
Fishing fiddlesticks, poaching.
All right. So me and Snatch had a bit of poaching, so what?
Oh, you're not denying it.
No, I ain't. Why should I?
And where did you poach them from?
Where do you think?
Home farm. I knew it. I knew it just had to be.
Well, why not? There's plenty more left where they come from. He's not going to miss a few.
A few? Look at these bags. There's enough guts here for a couple of hundred.
Well, I reckon he owes them to us and a lot more.
Well, that don't give you no right to go stealing them.
You call it stealing?
Well, what do you call it, then?
Oh, Clary. It's him who's done the stealing. Him and Borchester Land. They've stolen the roof from over our heads. And you go on at me, because I pinch a few of his trout.
Yeah, but two wrongs don't make a right.
Oh, all they do in my book. I'd have netted a few more if I had the time. Don't tell me what's wrong and right. Not after what Brian Aldridge has done to us.
I don't know. Our world's gone crazy. I just can't make no sense of it anymore.
Look, forget about the fish, eh? I'll sort it out. You leave it all to me.
I don't want them, Eddie. I don't want them in my freezer.
Well, I can't put them back, can I?
Yeah, but what's the point?
Look, don't you worry. They'll soon be gone.
Yeah, and these bags? I want you to get rid of them, too.
Yeah, of course.
Somewhere far away. Supposing the police was to come round here and find them.
Police? Nah.
They might. They could come and look in the freezer.
Don't you worry about that. Brian Aldridge won't even know they've gone.
How'd you know that?
Well, he was dead careful. Not a couple of amateurs.
Oh, all right. But I don't want nothing more to do with it. Look, I'll have to get to work.
Yeah, you do that.
And when I come back, I want to see this kitchen spotless. Eh? No sign of a fish nowhere. And no smell neither.
A wedding. Oh, how lovely. Congratulations to you, my dear.
Thank you, Julia.
And to you, Simon. You're a very lucky man. I hope you appreciate that.
Julia.
Oh, yeah. Debbie will make sure I don't forget it.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Simon.
Hello.
Hi. I'm not really supposed to be here. I snuck away.
It's great to see you both.
I've just heard the good news. Isn't it marvellous?
Yes, terrific.
Yes.
All right, come on, young fella.
Oh, hello. Oh, Lily's looking very cheerful, isn't she?
Make the most of it.
Simon, congratulations.
Thank you.
Watch out, you'll be the envy of every single man in Ambridge.
I'll be on my guard.
It's going to be the 12th of May.
Oh, splendid. The sooner the better.
And you were lucky to get St. Stephen's at such short notice.
Oh, no, not the church, the registry office in Borchester.
Oh, well, I'm sure it'll be charming.
We'll have some kind of a reception, too.
Yeah, but very small, you know, just close family.
Oh, that's very sensible of you. It's all so expensive nowadays.
Well, no, it's not just the cost. Anyway, have you got time for some lunch? What, Simon?
Half an hour, I guess.
That's excellent.
We've got our own special occasion coming up soon. Uh-huh. The christening.
Baptism. Oh. Remember what Janet said?
Oh, well, it's all the same thing, isn't it?
So when is it? First week in May. Still plenty of time to make our arrangements.
Have you chosen the godparents?
Not quite. No, we're still talking it over.
Well, you've got Camilla and James.
Yes, my sister and her husband. Well, they've agreed already. Mm-hmm. But we'll need three of each.
Whoa, it's going to be pretty crowded round that font.
Now, what about some lunch?
Well, I was kind of hoping to get a look at the treetop walk now it's finished.
Ah, Yes. Look, Lizzie, why don't you give them a tour while I take these two and sort the lunch out?
OK, but I've got to make a quick call first.
Oh,
that's all right. If you're so busy, I'll take Simon and Debbie to see the treetop walk.
Oh, right. Thanks, Mummy.
It's the official opening on Sunday. Will you be able to come?
Well, no, we're both too busy, I'm afraid.
I'll nip back to the office. I want to try and catch Peter.
Peter? What about?
It's OK. It's not about Lola Loxley business. I'm trying to fix up an appointment with him.
Ah. Is this about...
About Brookfield. And please don't look so disapproving, Nigel.
No. It's up to you.
I need some advice. I want to go back to Dad with some facts and figures.
Yes, I'm sure. I just wish, well, you could solve this without a lot of family arguments.
Don't blame me. Blame Dad and David.
Does David know you're seeing your accountant?
I don't know. Mum and Dad do. It's not really David's business anyway. They should have thought to ask me before they made their plans.
He's bound to find out soon. And he's not going to like it, is he?
Same old problem with the first one. Just too far from the shopping centre.
Where exactly?
Out on the Hollerton Road, between the cattle market and the coach depot.
Oh, yeah. A real no-man's land.
The other one was more central, halfway down Friargate. Had a nice feel to it, but the parking was impossible.
Well, it may not be perfect.
Oh, Tony, it's all about location. We've got to find exactly the right place, or we might just as well not bother with a shop at all.
OK, fair enough.
Oh, sorry. It's just a bit frustrating. Looks as if it's all going to take longer than we thought.
Well, we knew it wouldn't be easy.
Oh, I know.
Not being much help, am I?
You go on and feed the heifers. I'll worry about the shop.
No, really do want to help, Pat. Cows go out next week anyway. Might have more time to think about it.
Well, when we do find somewhere, it'll take a while to get it up and running. I've made a list of all the facilities we'll need. It's a lot to sort out.
Really?
Yeah, for a start, if we're selling fresh meat, we'll need a space to cut and prepare it. Chill cabinet, cold room.
Well, fine. We'll have to get it sorted.
And I've got Helen telling us again that we ought to set up a website.
Look, Ken, I'm almost through here. Let's go inside. We can go through all this over supper.
Ah, supper.
Oh, Pat.
Oh, I meant to call in the shops on the way home. We've probably got something in the freezer. Eggs?
Right, let's go down the ball.
Well...
Good. That's settled. I'm going to take you out to supper.
There. Now, aren't you glad you stayed with me?
Okay, I'm glad.
Forgive me?
For what?
For calling you at the ball.
Oh.
I didn't like it when you're so cross with me.
All right. You are forgiven. But please, don't do it again, will you?
Oh, but how else can I talk to you? If you won't get a new mobile...
I'll have to call you instead.
Yeah, you won't, though, will you?
I'll try.
And you'll forget, or you'll say you're too busy.
I'll do my best, honest.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to nag you.
Mm.
But I can't miss you, can I? If I only get to see you like this... Well, it's not much, is it?
I know, but... Well, you must have done all right before I came along.
Mm-hmm. That was different.
I mean, you were always so independent.
Now I know what I'm missing.
Oh. Yes, I see.
Yeah, if you was to get a new mobile, I'd
Yeah, I'm sorry, Eric. This time I was on my way.
Come on, it's still early. There's no need for you to rush off.
Well, I...
Oh, come on. Can't I tempt you to stay a bit longer?
Oh, Jolene. It has been truly great, but... I'm really, really tired. If I stay here much longer, I'll fall asleep.
Don't worry, I'll see to that. I ain't finished with you yet.
Nice place, wasn't it, Pat?
Yeah, lovely.
Beef and sheep, mainly. All fully organic, of course.
So, when did you go out there?
Yesterday.
And they're going to supply this shop of yours?
Oh, yes, hopefully. Along with a couple near Felpersham, who are keen to supply us with veg. Oh, it's looking good.
If we ever get started.
Well, I look forward to seeing you in a striped apron, Tony, waving a cleaver.
Oh, no, not me. I'll be too busy running the farm.
Mm. Well, it's time I got back to the wife and kids, anyway.
Oh, come on. You've got time for another.
No, thanks, not tonight. Oh, Have you both signed our Save the Grundys petition?
Oh, right.
Yeah, where is it?
It's on the bar. Don't forget.
Yeah, OK.
Bye, David.
Yeah, good night, then.
Pass it over. I'll sign it now.
Oh, from what Brian says, it's Matt Crawford who's behind the eviction.
I don't care who's behind it. Might be stopped.
Not much chance of that, I reckon.
Well, it's worth a try. You up? Your turn.
Right. Oh, they want our address as well.
Well, I'll do that.
Right. Well, this puts our worries over the shop into perspective, doesn't it?
Too right. Anyway, I feel much more positive after a couple of drinks and a decent meal.
Yeah. Yeah, what was this about Helen and her website?
Oh, she was on about it again this morning. She thinks we should start working on it now.
Oh, yeah, she's keen. And she's probably right. But we shouldn't even think about it until the shop's up and running.
No, I agree. I said we need a decent shop with good parking first. Oh, yeah, we ought to get on and plan her 21st. It's only 3 weeks away now.
Yes, I've sorted the marquee. I confirmed it this afternoon.
Oh, well done. Do you think it'll be big enough?
Well, depends how many people she's asking.
Well, there's all the family for a start, plus her friends, mates from college, people from Anne Baxter's.
Oh, they'll all squeeze in somehow.
Oh, and tell you who else. Tommy's new girlfriend.
What? This Lauren?
Apparently. He asked Helen if he could invite her.
Oh. So, where does that leave Kirsty?
You tell me.
Well, at least we'll get a chance to meet her at last.
Be discreet, Tony.
Right.
Give them some space. Don't start asking her embarrassing questions.
Me? Embarrassing? I'll be too busy dancing.
Ah.
Well, there's a disco, isn't there? Brenda's helping her organise it. Somebody from Radio Borsetshire.
Yes, but...
I hope they play some decent music. Something you can actually dance to.
Tony.
Well, all this club stuff or whatever.
What do you know about it?
Well, it's all made by computers. In my day, they had real musicians. Legends like Hendrix and John Lennon and Noddy Holder.
What?
Now, come on, he's got a fantastic voice. Anyway, at least some of them could play their instruments.
Helen doesn't want sad old hippies like us prancing around.
Hey, you speak for yourself.
Hello, are you two all right?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
Enjoy your meal?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, excellent.
You look a bit hot and bothered.
Oh, yes, I am. Sid still hasn't got back from Borchester.
Really?
I'm getting quite worried. He's never been this late before.
What the... Oh, no. Oh, heck.
What's the matter?
It's pitch dark. What time... Where's the light?
Oh, no, Sid, don't...
How long have I been... No, it can't be. Oh, hell spells, I don't believe it.
Sid.
The time, it's nearly 12.
Oh, don't go.
Jolene, it's nearly midnight.
Oh, don't leave me, Sid.
You knew, didn't you? Why did you let me sleep? Kathy's going to be... Why didn't you wake me?
Oh, sorry.
It's after closing. She won't know where I am. She'll be beside herself.
You was fast asleep. I didn't have the art.
Oh, where's my flipping socks?
Oh, don't be cross with me, Sid. I didn't mean to get you into trouble.
Trouble? You dropped me right in it. You shouldn't have done this, Jolene.
It's only because I want to be with you.
Yeah, but what am I going to say? What the heck am I going to tell Kathy?
David?
Oh, sorry, did I wake you?
Is everything all right?
Yeah, fine. I hoped you'd sleep on.
I woke up and you were gone.
Yep. I heard a noise in the yard. I thought maybe one of the calves had got out.
Oh.
It's okay. It's this tarpaulin flapping in the breeze. Someone forgot to tie it up.
Right.
That someone was whoever took the straw down to the pigs this morning.
Mm.
But it's okay, though, because I forgive you.
Oh, I'm sorry it woke you.
I was still awake anyway.
Oh, lovely night, isn't it? Beautiful stars.
Yeah. I just kept going over the figures in my head.
What?
That's why I couldn't get to sleep, you know. Should we do this? Should we do that?
Oh, one step at a time. Like, how are we going to tell Phil about the pigs? That's enough to keep me awake.
What'd you say?
Don't expect me to do it.
So, you agree that they'll have to go?
I suppose so. I mean, I can see the financial arguments against keeping them.
Yeah, well, figures have been staring us in the face for years.
But money isn't everything.
It is, if we're ever going to keep this place going.
Let's hope your dad agrees.
He'll just have to grin and bear it.
All I'm saying is, we should break it to him gently. Give him time to get used to the idea. Try and spare his feelings as much as we can.
All right, I'll be gentle with it. But I'm not going to back down on this one, Ruth. We just can't afford to be sentimental.
I know. That's a pity.
And it's not just the pigs, remember? They're only part of the package. We might even have to think about poor old Bert.
No, surely we can keep him.
Only if we can afford him. It's as simple as that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can't get my head round all this now. It's gone midnight.
Oh, well, I'm all through here anyway. Let's go back to bed, shall we?
Oh, dear. Oh, yes, I will. Hello? Is that Borchester Police? Yes, I'm calling
Kathy!
About...
Kathy!
Oh, it's all right. It's a mistake. He's just come in. Everything's fine. Bye.
Kathy!
Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
So
dear. I know, but it's okay. I'm back.
So glad. Oh, love, what happened? Where have you been?
Oh, it's a long story.
Oh, look at you. And your shirt.
Yes, I know, it's oil.
But what happened?
The car.
Not an accident.
No. It broke down miles from anywhere. Oh. I've been stuck under the bonnet for the last few hours.
Oh, love. But why didn't you ring?
Oh, hold on, please. I'm absolutely tired out. Just let me get my breath back, would you, Norm?
Yeah, of course. Well, do you want some tea or something stronger?
No, thanks, I'll be fine. Just one hell of a night.
Oh, for me too. Couldn't you have gone for help? There must have been a house somewhere.
Yes, there was. There was a cottage. Walked over the fields. There was nobody else.
Oh.
So there was nothing else for us.
Oh, Sid. What did I say about getting a new phone?
Yes, I know, but still... At least had a decent torch and a toolkit.
If you got a new mobile, you'd have got some help.
Oh, I didn't know it'd take me so long. But once I'd started...
Was it the engine?
Fuel supply. Yeah, one of the main jets. It was completely...
Oh, all right. Spare me the details. I'll believe you.
I really am sorry, love. It'll never happen again, I promise.
Oh, never mind. I'm just so glad to have you home.
Off the track here, look, and stop by the bushes.
Oh, yes.
Twin back wheels. Greg reckoned it were a big van, or like a transit.
When did he find the tire marks?
Last night.
They're a few days old by the look of them.
Yeah.
What about these dead fish?
Here, just a few young trout. I suppose I must have chucked them away.
No, they're too small to bother with. Fair, it looks as if Greg's right. The lake's been netted.
Yeah.
Just drove up and helped themselves. Goodness knows how many they took. If Greg hadn't spotted the tire marks, no one had been any the wiser.
Yeah.
I'll have to give our friendly local sergeant a call.
Police?
Well, they got the tire marks. Might find something else to go on, though, I doubt it.
Yeah, not after the rain.
Well, whoever it was, William, they obviously knew the patch. Must have done a thorough recce.
Yeah, but Greg don't think you were anyone local. You reckon they must have come in from outside.
Really? What makes him think that?
Well, it's too obvious. And they'd never get rid of him round here.
Well, if that's true, there's not much chance of them ever being caught, more's the pity.
Blair, is Greg right? Was it poachers?
Yes, they've netted the lake.
Oh, netted it?
Yeah, it's a professional job. They've probably got away with hundreds.
Oh, dear. And you've no idea who it was?
Well...
Not much to go on, I'm afraid. They probably came in from outside.
Oh.
I was just saying to William, thieves like these are a menace. If I had my way, they'd be caught and put away for a good few years.
It's not very likely, is it?
That's wishful thinking. I'll get the police onto it and see what they can do.
Yes, you should.
I'll have to get back down to the pens now, if that's all right.
Yes, and thanks, William.
Still busy with the repair work.
Oh, William?
Yeah?
It might be worth asking around the village in case anyone saw anything unusual.
What sort of things?
Well, you know, I mean,
lights or a strange van around the place.
All right.
And ask Greg to do the same. I want to catch these villains if we possibly can.
Yeah, okay.
Bye, William.
Oh, well, that was a lucrative night's work for somebody.
Brian?
They'll flog them round hotels and restaurants, probably make a few hundred quid out of it.
Brian, I just saw Debbie when she came in from the Lambs.
Oh?
And she's confirmed the date.
Really?
Yes, they fixed the date of the
wedding. Right, I'd better go and call the police now.
Brian, wait. They fixed the date of the wedding. It's definitely going to be May the 12th. Brian?
You must have been frantic. I was about to call the police. I just dialed, in fact. And in he comes, covered in mud and oil.
Poor Sid.
Poor Sid? I was stuck here all evening at the bar.
Oh, yeah, it must have been worse for you, yeah. Is that the lager?
Yeah, the corner table. How's the stout coming on?
Just waiting for it to settle.
Right, you do the G&T. I'll get the cider.
Okay.
I was relieved to have Sid home, of course. But if you hadn't gone to that blasted gym in the first place... Well, that's not fair. I mustn't blame it on the gym. The car would have broken down anyway.
And it took him all that time to fix it.
Yeah, and to push himself out of the ditch he reversed into when it eventually started.
You remember one of them rescue things?
We were. Said he forgot to pay the premium last month.
Oh, dear.
Even so, your me would have walked to a phone and rung a garage, but oh, no, he could fix it himself. He's as good as any overpaid grease monkey.
Garage at that time of night?
And to be fair, he did try the nearest cottage, but they were out. Only house for miles.
Where was it exactly?
He did try and explain. One of his famous shortcuts.
Ah. Still, you must have been ever so glad to have him now.
Oh, yeah. He looks so awful. Oh. He's been so sweet about it this morning, apologising every 10 minutes. But even I can see it wasn't really his fault.
Oh, no.
No, there's the cider.
I'll just tuck the stout up then. Well, you know what you said about Sid sorting out his mobile?
Oh, yeah. I made him swear a solemn oath that he'll get himself a new one and take the car in for a service.
You don't want it happening again.
Could have been a lot worse, I suppose. Could have had a real accident.
Yeah, no.
He may be exasperating at times, but I'd rather not be without him. I suppose that's how I feel about it, eh? Take something like this to remind me how much I'd miss him.
Yeah.
Men, eh?
I do wish Eddie were more reliable. Yeah. I told him to ring the council this morning. I bet he's forgotten.
You still waiting to hear from the housing department?
Yeah, about the rehousing. They said they'd let us know by the end of the week.
Well, you know what they're like.
I just hope it don't mean we're going to be disqualified.
Oh, look who's here. Hello, William.
Afternoon.
Hello, what you doing? Mind your work.
I am. It's me dinner time.
So, what would you like?
Nothing, thanks. I just wanted to talk to Mum.
Can it wait? Well, we might be busy.
No, it's important.
Right, I'll take these drinks over.
Thanks, Cathy. Can you manage all that?
I'll take it steady.
So what's this about, William? Why is it so important?
Someone's posted a lake up at home farm. It was Dad, wasn't it?
Shh, William.
I know it was. I've just been home. There's a load of trout in the freezer.
Right, I know. But what can I do?
But why did he do it? Why go up to home farm?
I told him, William. I said it was a stupid thing to do.
If he gets found out, I could end up losing my job.
No, I've told him we've been all kinds of trouble, but he won't listen to me.
Right. Well, I'll have to talk to him myself then, won't I?
Hello, darling. Are you coming in for lunch?
It's all right. I had a sandwich while you were out.
Oh, sorry. I got caught up by Chris and George.
Just put some air in these tyres and I'm off out again.
Where's Debbie?
We're not sure. Down with the Lambs.
So you've not spoken to her?
No, then no reason to.
I see.
I'm going to find Greg. You'll have to do something about that boat.
Boat?
One we keep on the lake. They must have used it to take their net out.
You talked to the police?
Well, that sergeant came out and poked around. He didn't seem very hopeful.
Yeah, that's what you thought.
He said to move the boat, of course, but they'd managed to work that out already.
Is there nothing they can do?
He said they'd watch out for anyone trying to sell trout in suspicious circumstances. I doubt if they'll be appealing for information on Crime Watch. I'm sure they have other priorities.
Well, we've done what we can.
I'll make sure Greg keeps a closer eye on the lake in case they come back.
Well, I told George. He said to pass on his commiseration.
Oh, that's thoughtful of him.
Well, actually, he was far more interested in shame around his garden. He's dug out a whole new patch for potatoes.
He's making good use of his retirement.
Oh, yes. You'll never guess what they were doing when I got there.
Oh?
They were in the front room with their feet up watching an old video.
Well, Chris too?
Yes, sitting in a scream. They looked quite guilty when I walked in.
It's hard to imagine Chris with their feet up at any time of day.
Oh, quite. All thanks to Shula.
So nice to see them both taking it easy at long last. Chris so relaxed and cheerful. And she was so pleased about the wedding.
Was she?
She likes Simon. And I know she'd love to be invited. I had to explain to her why they wanted to keep it small and simple. Oh, come on, Brian.
Well, what exactly do you want me to say?
Well, we all know how you feel about Simon. No one's expecting you to be overjoyed.
So why keep nagging me about it?
Well, I'm not. But can't you at least try and be positive? For Debbie's sake, if nothing else.
Debbie's sake?
Well, no matter what you think of Simon, she really does love him.
It doesn't mean she has to go and marry the man.
Oh, she's not doing it to spite you. It's what she wants. You've only got to look at her. She's so happy and excited.
Yes, I know. I'm not blind.
But she loves you too. She wants your approval. It matters so much to her. Don't you understand that?
I'm sorry. I can't even pretend to give it.
Why must you be so selfish? Why can't you think of Debbie?
I am. I care about her too, believe it or not.
So why are you...
I think she's making a dreadful mistake. One that's bound to make her miserable in the end. One she may come to regret for the rest of her life.
I don't understand you, Brian.
Oh, don't you see? I'm not being selfish. I'm worried for Debbie. I want her to be happy. And she never will be if she marries Simon.
Oh, hello. What's this then, chocolates?
Hands up, Peggy's and brilliant.
Bought himself a big box of chocolates, has he?
There's a present for Caroline. It's her birthday Monday.
Blimey, must have set him back a few quid.
She's William's godmother, and she's been very kind to him.
Well, I hope he's got some for you too, for Sunday.
Eh?
Well, you're his mother, ain't you?
Oh, what do I want with chocolates? I wouldn't have to keep you weight down anyway. There's some post for you on the table.
Oh, yeah. I wish Dad would open it, not leave it to me.
And them trouts still in my freezer.
Yeah, don't worry, I'll get rid of them.
You better hurry, the police was a phone for them this morning.
Hey?
Yeah, thought that'd make you sit up and take notice. Greg found tire marks by the lake. You told me you'd been careful.
We were. Oh, blooming Greg Turner. Fancies himself the great detective.
Just don't ask me to lie for you, that's all.
Ah, you rolled a treat's a trout, innit? They could have come...
Mm. What's that letter? Here, let me see.
Oh, it's okay. It's nothing. Oh,
Borchester Land.
Mr. Pondlife himself, Matt Crawford.
Why? What's he telling us now?
You will be required to vacate the above premises on or before the 28th of April. Oh, it's okay, love. It's nothing we didn't know. Already.
Yeah, I know.
But... He's just rubbing it in, making us suffer. Knew the date. He knew when we'd have to be out. Could have saved himself the cost of a stamp.
It's our home, I think.
Yeah, still, life goes on, doesn't it? We'll carry on. We'll find somewhere else.
I hope so.
Dad!
Oh, hello, William.
Hello. Tea's nearly ready.
No overtime tonight, then?
No.
You better put them chockies away before the dog climbs
up. Yeah, Dad brings that blooming spaniel back again.
So what about you, Dad?
Hey.
You working late tonight?
Me? Got no work left to do.
Oh, so why are we out late on Monday? Dad?
Maybe that's none of your business.
That's where you're wrong, ain't it? You made it my business, you and Snatch Foster.
What's Snatch got to do with it?
He knows, Eddie. He knows about the fish.
So you told him?
Dad, I'm not daft. There's trout in the freezer. Greg found your tyre marks. The police were up
this
morning.
Yeah, I know all that.
How could you do it, Dad? How could you be so stupid?
Beg your pardon.
Home farm, why there? Don't you care? Don't you care about my job?
What's it to do with your job?
Oh, come on, Eddie.
I can't believe you're really so totally dumb and stupid and senseless.
Well, hold on, William.
If you were caught, Brian Aldridge should have me out of there.
William,
you could say...
all we did was net a few trout.
Yeah, on my patch.
Your patch?
Yeah. I'm not risking it, Dad. If it comes to a choice, my job comes first.
What? Just you listen to me.
I mean it. Keep away from home
you
farm.
You don't tell me what to do. Where I go and what I do is my business.
Yeah, but from now on, you keep off my patch. All right.
David, hello.
Ah, now... Can you spare a moment, please, madam?
What?
Our Save the Grundys petition. Have you signed it?
No, not yet. I haven't had the chance.
Right, here you are. No time like the present.
Oh, out here. I thought it was in the shop.
No, that's full up already. I've brought another page. You can have the honour of starting it.
All right. Pen.
There you go.
Clipboard, too. Very organised.
You're under no obligation, of course.
No, I think it's a great idea. Anything to try and help.
Well, it's got to be worth a shot.
Absolutely. There.
Can you put your address down, too?
Oh, right.
Thanks.
How many have you got so far?
Not too sure, actually. It must be well over 50.
Oh, good. That's excellent.
Well, still a way to go yet.
I'll send Borchester Land a rude letter, too, if you think that'll help.
Well, we'll try this first, then the rude letters.
David? Oh, hi, Caroline.
Good morning.
One more signature.
Oh, great. We won't need the extra page. Betty's put one up already.
Oh, fine. Well, I'll keep this one for later, then.
I feel so desperately sorry for them. I wish there was more I could do to help.
Well, this is just the beginning. If it takes off, we're going to try and get the press interested. Maybe local TV as well, if we're lucky.
Oh, that'd be great if you could.
Mm-hmm. A few interviews. Chance for people to slag off Borchester Land for evicting their tenants. And that is where your rude letter comes in.
That's the idea, anyway.
Well, I wish you luck. I just wish there was more I could do personally.
Yeah. Offer the Grundys moral support, I suppose. Let them know you're on their side.
They know that already.
You could put a copy of the petition in Grey Gables.
Well, if you think it would help.
No, we're getting plenty of signatures in the village.
I doubt if you get many from our guests.
Hiya, Bert!
He's going to top dress by Marnie's.
David, Phil hasn't signed yet.
Hasn't he?
Not the one in the shop. Your mum's put her name down.
No, he hasn't signed the one in the bull either. I'll have to remind him.
Do you know if Eddie's heard from the council about the housing situation?
No, I think they're still waiting.
Right. I'll try and pop down to see Clary later. Bye.
See you, Carol.
Bye. Come on, we'll be late for your parents.
Yeah, hang on. I've just got to put some stamps on these.
Come on, no use procrastinating.
It's time to post a few letters.
Trying to put off the evil moment.
OK, so I'm not looking forward to breaking the news about the pigs, but it's got to be done.
I know. Though, I still wish we could find another way.
There's really not much for me to do. We just left the whole place spotless.
Yeah, so I can see.
I'll put these pans away. And then, if you could help me move the fridge out.
Mm-hmm. What for?
Oh, there's a roll of cling film that slipped down behind it. One thing Frieda missed.
Oh. Well, don't forget we're meeting Ruth and David.
I know. There's time to do that.
Still can't quite believe Bert and Frieda have gone at last. We hardly saw them for dust. Not that there is any dust, of course.
Oh, you know Frieda. Once she's made up her mind.
Well, I hope they appreciate all the work we've done on Woodbine Cottage.
I told you they're thrilled. That's why they left in such a hurry.
Oh, well, so long as they're happy.
It couldn't have worked out better.
Yes. Right then, what about this fridge?
If you get one side, I'll take the other.
Ready?
Yes.
I presume it is empty.
Yes. If we just ease it forward gently.
Yeah.
That's it. A bit more. Whoa.
Right, can you reach the cling film?
Wait a minute. Almost.
Here, I've got longer arms than you.
Dad, Mum, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
In the kitchen.
There you are. Oh, got it.
Well done.
Hey, it's so neat and tidy.
What do you think of your old home?
Clean.
Hi, hardly feels lived in at all.
David, can you help me move the fridge back?
Oh, yeah, right.
Frieda must have been up all night cleaning the place.
No, they were out by yesterday evening.
You can still see where Pip did a picture on the wall.
Yes, those felt tips are a menace.
Right. So, shall we talk here or go back up to the house?
Oh, house, I think. We can have some coffee.
I'll just prop the fridge door open and turn the water off.
It's OK, I'll do it.
Oh, thank you, Ruth.
Hey, Dad, we've been checking our Save the Grundys petition. You still haven't signed it.
No, you're right, I haven't.
Well, it just so happens I've got a page here. Caroline started it off for you.
Oh, you want me to sign it now?
Here's a pen.
You must be the only one in the family who hasn't.
Well, to be quite honest, I'm not sure if I do want to sign it.
Dad?
Why not?
I don't put my name to anything if I don't fully support it.
Oh, but surely.
Come on, you think the Grundys deserve to be chucked out of their home and lose their livelihood?
No, I feel very sorry for them, of course.
So why won't you sign?
Well, for a start, If Joe and Eddie had made a better job of running the place, this might never have happened.
Dad, they had a few bad breaks. It could have happened to anybody.
Yes, perhaps, but...
You can't defend the way they've been treated by Borchester Land.
No, but they might have done more to avoid it.
Dad?
I'm sorry. It's a matter of principle.
I see. Okay, fine, don't sign it.
Let's go up to the house, shall we?
Yes. I think we ought to get started.
Oh.
Great. And he still doesn't know about the pigs.
Here?
No, the other bale. To your left.
I still can't see nothing.
Further back.
Oh, yeah, I found it.
Oh.
Go on, you.
There, I knew she'd be lying up there somewhere. How many eggs?
There are five.
She must be going broody.
Yeah, I'll bring them down.
Hey, careful, that's your tea you're carrying.
No, not eggs again.
Unless you want trout from the freezer.
No way. I'm not touching those fish.
Don't blame you, neither am I. Just wish your dad would get rid of them.
Yeah, and he'd better not come back to our farm.
Oh, no. Don't think he'd dare. Not after the way you went for him.
You reckon?
Yeah, you give him quite a turn. He won't take it from me. He just washes over him. You really made him stop and listen.
Yeah, he didn't back down, though, did he? He wouldn't promise not to go back again.
No, but he wouldn't get you into trouble, that's what he said.
Yeah, and what does that mean?
Well, I reckon it's the best we'll get out of
here. Hello?
Hello, Caroline.
Oh, sorry. Dust, I think.
Yes, all this old straw rotting away. One of the ends has been lying on the top.
Oh, right. Hello, William.
Oh, hiya.
Reckon she must be going broody, that's all we need.
Oh?
We can't take a broody hen to a council house, can we?
Yeah, put her by the stall.
Yeah, and when the eggs hatch out, what then?
Council house? Does that mean...
Yeah, we heard this morning. They decided Eddie didn't make us homeless on purpose, so they'll have to rehouse us.
Good. I should think so, too.
Yeah, it's big relief. At least we shan't be out on the streets.
So, where's it going to be?
Oh, they ain't told us that yet. We'll have to take whatever's available round here.
Yes, I see.
Of course, it won't be nothing like as big as this place. I don't suppose it'll have much of a garden.
No, probably not.
Hey, Caroline, do you want to buy a kitchen table?
A table?
You've seen the size of ours. Too big for counsellors.
Oh, right.
Mum's advertised it in this week's paper. And the sideboard.
Oh, you mean that lovely old one?
Yeah. Come from my dad, that sideboard. Used to be in our kitchen at home. Still, we shan't know where it is. I'd love to go.
Oh, that's a pity.
Yeah, still. No use being sorry for us. Where's those eggs, William?
Here.
Clary, look, if it's just a matter of space, I've got plenty of room at home. I'm sure I could store some furniture for you.
Eh?
Just till we find somewhere bigger.
No, that's very kind of you, Caroline. But, excuse me, I'll just take these inside.
Oh, must be so hard for her.
Yeah, she's all right most of the time. She just don't like having to sell the furniture.
Are you sure I can't store it for you?
Yeah, it's not just the space. We need the money.
Yes, I see.
Yeah, well, Tom, I got back to work.
William, if there's anything else I can do to help...
No, that's kind of you to offer.
Yeah, but if there is anything at all, you will come and tell me, won't you?
Right. Now we come to the more difficult choices.
Carry on.
Well, basically, what he's saying is we ought to concentrate on our strongest enterprises, which are... Milk and cereals.
Is he now?
Profit's got to be the name of the game if we're to survive. Mm. Anything that makes a loss will have to go. And that means getting rid of the pigs.
What, you mean all of them? The whole pig enterprise?
Well, there's no point in half measures. We can't afford to subsidise them any longer.
And David, we've just spent a fortune converting the pens and buying in new stock.
Yes, I know. And if we carry on, we'd be throwing good money after bad.
Yeah, but if we stop now, we'd be losing everything.
It does seem a bit drastic, David.
It's the only way to survive. We can't afford to be sentimental.
You're very quiet about this, Ruth. What do you think?
Well, I...
She agrees with me. She doesn't like it, but we just don't have any choice.
I agree. We've got to get rid of loss-making enterprises.
Right.
Maybe that includes the sheep as well.
Oh, come on now.
What's the difference?
They haven't lost as much as the pigs.
Well, sheep prices are firming up now.
Imagine this farm without sheep.
We can't afford to be sentimental. If we're being hard-headed about the pigs, we should be the same with everything.
I'm talking about economics here.
So, I'm just saying, maybe we should be thinking about getting rid of the sheep.
I'm not saying we won't, eventually, but let's talk about the pigs first. That's what we agreed, remember?
I'm not happy about either, I must say.
Oh, but, Dad, for crying out loud.
These are big decisions, David. We ought to look at all the alternatives.
Yes, we have.
And
already.
Before we decide anything, we shall have to take Elizabeth's objections into account.
Sorry? Elizabeth what?
You better tell him, Phil.
We've discussed it all with Elizabeth and, well...
Well? Does she want to keep the pigs too?
No, it's not the pigs.
She's not happy about the whole arrangement, the way we're handing the farm over to you.
Not happy?
Mum, I can't believe I'm hearing this.
She's one of the family. She does have an interest.
Interest? You mean she wants a slice of the farm?
No, not exactly.
But she does want the twins to get something.
The twins? What the heck have they got to do with this? I'm going to go and call her now, ask her what the hell she's playing.
David, no, don't be silly.
All right, fine. Now I'll go round and talk to her face to face.
Just calm down,
Dad,
David.
Dad, there is no point in us carrying on this meeting at all. We're wasting our breath.
Look, your mother and I have already discussed this with her. We're trying to find a compromise.
Compromise? She has got nothing to do with this farm. Why should she get anything?
Please, David, we'll talk to Elizabeth and try and sort this out.
No, Mum, no, no. No, you have had your chance. Now it's my turn.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.